News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A special panel is urging the president to abandon the NSA's controversial phone data collection program. Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge has more from Washington.
The Privacy and Civil Liberties Board is divided, but the majority, including the chairman David Medin, said the bulk collection of Americans' phone records must end.
The 215 program is not authorized by statute, that it raises serious constitutional and privacy concerns, and has not demonstrated sufficient effectiveness to continue in operation on a permanent basis.
Responding to the report, the White House spokesman said the administration could not disagree more. But during a series of questions, Jay Carney could not point to a specific plot where the phone records provided the primary lead. In Washington, Catherine Herridge, Fox News Radio.
The advisory boards have been named for the new Medical College of Wisconsin campuses. The Medical College of Wisconsin is getting ready to open two new centers outside of their Milwaukee base. The first one will be in the Green Bay area in 2015, followed by Wausau in 2016. Now, before these campuses open, local boards will be busy assisting Medical College of Wisconsin officials prepare for implementation of programs. We've got the full list of the board members for Green Bay and Wausau on our website, WSAU.com. A legal battle between a Wood County town board and a proposed large-scale dairy operation is going forward, but with a few changes. Golden Sands Dairy sued the town of Saratoga back in August of 2012, this for passing a moratorium on building projects and creating additional zoning rules to block Golden Sands Dairy's proposed 5,300-cow milking operation. Saratoga officials and their lawyers filed a motion to dismiss the case that was discussed in court Tuesday. In all, the original 10 claims in the lawsuit have been narrowed down to 5 for sure. One of them is on hold by the judge, 4 dropped or dismissed by the court. Judge Thomas Egan ordered the case to continue to determine if the board exceeded their authority when they put the moratorium and the zoning rules in place. State health officials said today 10 Wisconsinites have died from the flu this winter. And unlike past years, 3/4 of those victims are 50 years old or younger. Flu surveillance coordinator Tom Halp said none of the deaths involved anyone under 18 yet. Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight, increasing clouds turning breezy and a slight chance of snow toward morning. We'll have a low of 10 below zero, but rising temperatures late. Breezy and warmer, a few periods of light snow Friday, high 23. Enjoy it while you can. Get colder again Saturday. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.